Welcome, everyone, to the fierce compassion of the divine feminine, entering the era of the Empress, where women across the globe are discovering how to embody the Empress by living a life of compassion, character, courage, and grace. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute, and we're here today with Julie Fouch. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
I am happy you are here. When Julie decided that she needed to take her coaching business seriously, she hired a high-end coach and learned how to market like a man. She doubled and then tripled her income in less than a year, but felt drained, uninspired, and restless. Urged by spirit, she embraced her essential feminine and birthed a new way, the art of feminine business. Today, Julie teaches female coaches, teachers, and healers who are frustrated with the traditional formulas how to build six-figure businesses that honor their feminine essence. Julie's clients report having clearer vision of their divine purpose, greater passion for their work, the skills to be attracting the perfect clients, and that they're being well paid for their gifts. Julie received her coach certification in 2006 from the Coaches Training Institute. She has served on boards of numerous nonprofits and was named Woman of the Year by the Professional Women's Network of the Monterey Peninsula in 2013. She's married to the love of her life. She has four children and two stepchildren, two fur babies, and eight spoiled grandchildren. Well, that sounds like a handful. Julie, I love the topic, doing business from the divine feminine. So as we dive in here, talk to us a little bit about what the differences are between the masculine way and the feminine way.
Yeah, thank you for that. The masculine way is the paradigm that we've been taught, yeah. Right? It's the Nike motto, just do it. Yeah. And the masculine way, we ramp up in business and we push, 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 push until the goal is achieved, right? Very often it's we've gone out, we found a need, and I'm sure you've all heard this. You go out, you find a need, and you figure out how to fill that need, and then you push until you get the result, and then you find another need and you fill that need. Yep. And it's all outward based. It's all focused outward. Mm-hmm. And it's a paradigm that worked really well for the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
Or, you know, building cars and making widgets and even creating computers. But it's very much a push model. Mm-hmm. And I can remember being in a big mastermind group and a leader who has a really big company telling us about doing his first $1 million launch and working 17-hour days for 7 weeks with his team of, you know, 15 people all putting in that kind of time. And I just thought, oh, that's not for me. That'll never work. Mm-hmm. Not that that'll work for you, but not for me. Mm-hmm. And I started to really look at what it meant to do business from the feminine. So in the feminine, there is no ramp and push. There's a cycle, right? We're very cyclical. And so what are our cycles? What are our cycles within the year? What are our cycles within the month? What are our cycles within the week? Where are you most productive? Where do you need to take time to stop and to tune in and to take care of yourself? And, you know, what are the days when you can have a little bit more push versus the days where you need to stop and maybe even take a nap,
right?
Which always shocks me when that happens, because I was raised in a push, push, push kind of society and role. And so we look at businesses in this more secular way. Now, the other thing is when we are doing business from our feminine, we are not out there looking for what's the next problem to solve. Mm-hmm. We actually go inward. We tune in to our highest self, our connection to source. Mm-hmm. And from there is birthed the solutions
yeah.
that sometimes people don't even know.
Yeah.
Now, the real trick, this is really fun, because the real trick is you birth this, oh, this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I'm meant to offer. This is the change. And you know, that's all decided before you're born, your purpose. You go up to that big job board in Source and you say, this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And you come down to Earth, and in the feminine, we go and we discover that. Mm-hmm. And then the feminine dreams it. The feminine creates a pathway, creates a vision of it. And then we bring in our divine masculine.
Yeah.
And the masculine is designed to serve the creation of the feminine. The masculine comes in, that's when we begin to take action. So you can't just dream it. Mm-hmm. You got to bring it in, and you've got to take action in it. Mm-hmm. Your first step is to translate that soul vision into muggle language so people know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? You've got to translate it into something that their head can latch onto and say, oh, there's a return on the investment for working with her. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the work of the masculine. But so often we work just from the masculine, and our feminine is over here going, I'm starving to death. And then the masculine just gets on a treadmill of doing for the sake of doing. And then we wonder why our business isn't growing.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you give women, because I know this resonates with everybody that's listening, especially those that are entrepreneurial minded. What are some ways, I know that you talk about tapping into the feminine power centers. What are ways that women can begin to move into their feminine in order to become more creative and think outside the box?
Yeah. So I think we need to talk about where those feminine
Absolutely.
Centers are. And my experience is that they land in the heart and in your pussy, right? Mm-hmm. Like the second chakra, that's where our creation is. Yeah. That's where we create babies, where mm-hmm. we create life. Like mm-hmm. men can't do that.
Right?
We create life. We nurture life. It grows there. Yes, we need the seed from the man, but mm-hmm. we're the ones where life happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is where your creativity also happens. That mm-hmm. is where your birthing of new ideas comes from, your birthing of new programs comes mm-hmm. from.
Mm-hmm.
All of that, that's intricately tied to opening your money channels.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to reopen those channels. And when you think about it, how have women been controlled by the patriarchy? Sex and money.
Yep.
Right? In this country, you couldn't have a bank account without your husband or father's permission until the 1970s.
I know. Is that insane?
That's insane. Women are either supposed to be the Virgin Mary,
mm-hmm.
right? Good girls are virgins. Boys will be boys, but good girls are virgins until marriage. Mm-hmm. And then they have to be a slut in bed, but that's the only time you're allowed to be sexual. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, wrap it up. And that is the patriarchy controlling us. Now, I'm not advocating you go out and sleep with everybody
mm-hmm.
unless, you know, that's your design and you're meant to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is we have to take the bindings off of our sexuality. That is one of our power centers.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Dancing is a great way to do that. Moving your body and really get into your pussy, get into your hips. Just, you know, and often I see women dance. We do a lot of the dancing at my events, mm-hmm. and they start like this. They're very tight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that movement and just being and feeling. Is one of the ways to tap into your feminine power.
Mm-hmm.
Walking in nature, you know, being very aware. I was in ceremony several years ago with a Lakota medicine man. And he talked about the earth being the we that we walk upon. Right? Really connecting with Mama Earth, not just going out and taking a walk, but feeling the energy of the earth coming up through the soles of your feet. I know a lot of people advocate barefoot. I'm not going to take a long hike barefoot, but you can feel the energy through your tennis shoes. Feeling the energy of the creatures and beings, feeling the difference between the rock people, the grandfathers that were here for long before us, and the energy of the trees and the way that trees move and share, you know, trees share information through their roots underground. It's fascinating. Being able to feel that is another way of connecting with the feminine, connecting with your feminine power. And then I do a practice, and because I'm in the feminine, I don't do it every morning, but I do it often because the feminine flows in and out of practices. She's very flowy, of just simply connecting with source, allowing source energy to cleanse me and clear me. And that's another great practice for just being in the feminine, connecting to the feminine.
So how does that translate into more clients and high-end programs?
That is a great question. First of all, anytime you're forcing it, it's going to come out forced in the world. So I can't take my walk until I've written this program. You're going to put out a program that feels forced, that people go, ooh, I don't like that energy, right? And I like the Meg Ryan form of marketing, where you make people want what you want, have, right?
Yeah.
I want what she's having is what we want. So one, it's going to open your energy and it's going to free your energy. Imagine getting on a sales call after you've just danced and you've been so in your body that you've released all of the I musts or I shoulds or I, and you've just raised your vibration to that level where somebody goes, whoa, you're glowing. I want to glow. Like that's 85% of getting into a sales call.
Right.
A lot of times when I am out in nature, and I am out of my head and into my body and into the whatever source is feeding me the energy, that's when the new programs will drop in. Now, I always take my, or the next marketing message or the email I'm supposed to send, I always take my cell phone because then I have to like dictate notes to myself, right? Because I'm out there in the wilderness and all of a sudden it's like source goes, oh, now you're open, right? When we are in our heads, we're not open to source giving us information.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, that dropped in. Well, I don't want to lose it. So my masculine's going to grab the phone and dictate a message into it. So I don't lose it.
Beautiful.
And then the other thing I'll do when I do the morning meditation and I clear, oftentimes I'll say to my business, what do you need from me today?
I love that.
Great question. Not even my, I think that was Corey Michelle's question originally. What do you need from me today, business? What should I do? Sometimes my business is like to do, to do, to do, to do. Sometimes my business says, take your computer and go to the beach.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that.
Today you need to walk through Target and feel people's energy. That's what I need to do. And in those unexpected places, if I argue with my business, I stay stuck.
Yeah.
I have to X, Y, Z. If I do it, then it breaks some kind of log jam.
Absolutely.
What I need comes through.
Yeah. So talk to us about, it's like, so we get how we get the ideas. How do we identify, right clients, and why should we do that?
So here's the thing. When you were at that big jobs board before you were born, you pulled off a job and you said, I'm going to do this for this particular people. And there is a set of people out there who are just waiting for you to show up and do your work. We identify them. How do I want to put this? So there's this process that I take my clients through. Where we go into the childhood wounds And we find a couple of things in the childhood wounds. Number one is your core wound. Now, you came here, people agreed to come and wound you so that your core wound would be here and you could learn how to heal that core wound. When you know what your core wound is, you know what the core wound of your tribe is. And you'll begin to hear it in your conversations with them. And sometimes you'll be like, I'm not hearing that wound. I'm hearing this wound. I'm not meant to solve this for this person. I need to send them off. Sometimes you'll be like, oh yeah, you got the core wound. I know what to do about that because I've spent a whole lifetime developing strategies and skills to help you heal that. So that's how you know who they are. Now, you also have to, when we talk about marketing, there's three layers of marketing. So you have to connect to their heart to start with. How do we connect with people's hearts? There's a couple of things. The first is the magic words. So there are emotional words that when you use them, your people go, she sees me, she hears me, she knows me, right? We get to those words through your childhood wounds. Those are the things that you felt and the things that you desired. And when we can pull those words out and we begin to sprinkle them into your marketing, what happens is your right people start asking for sales calls with you. And the people who are not yours to serve, it goes right over their head. That's the first level. Then we have to take that. And here's the hard part for a lot of us spiritual entrepreneurs is we have to translate it into Muggle. We have to translate it into what is the return on the investment,
right?
If you give me this much money and I promise you confidence, you're going to be like, eh. Nobody wakes up. You got to think about what are your clients worried about when they wake up in the middle of the night? And I don't know anybody who wakes up in the middle of the night and says, oh man, if I just loved myself, that would be it. But how often as transformational workers where we go, oh, I'll teach you to love yourself. That will solve it. And it will. Make no mistakes. If we all loved ourselves 100%, man, we could solve the world's problems. But nobody wakes up, thinks about that.
Right.
They wake up and they go, why the fuck can't I make more money? Why do my husband and I have the same argument over and over and over? What is wrong with me that I can't lose this 20 pounds, right? That's what they're worried about. That's what gives them that pit in their stomach. And so we have to identify very specifically, what are the pit in the stomach things that wake people up in the middle of the night? And we add that to the marketing too, because it's head and heart. The heart says yes, then has to convince the head to say yes. So the heart decides to buy, the head justifies it, and then you've got a sale. And there's this third piece about how are we connecting on a soul level with people to pull them across the finish line. So we've got the marketing words. If you're really lucky, like I am, you've got a good photographer who's doing a lot of marketing photos with you, because marketing photos connect at the soul level before the words are even spoken. And then what are your practices? Like, who do you be on a spiritual level? So I will go into a meditation into spiritual space, and I just clear the pathway for clients, and I send out ribbons of light, and I say, I'm here. This is how you can find me, right? And I create that space spiritually. And then I have to make sure I'm the person that I'm pretending to be in that spiritual space,
right?
So I have to come back. I have to raise my vibration. I have to do my own forgiveness work. I have to do my own grieving work. So that I have to brag about myself. We do this thing in my group where we brag every week. I have to go in and every now and then and reteach people about bragging, because guess what? Women don't know how to brag.
Right.
They don't
So
know how to say, I'm great and I'm powerful and I'm magic. Because we've been taught, another way of controlling us, we've been taught not to do that. And so we brag about ourselves. It raises your vibration. It makes you feel good. And then you are being the person you are promising, and people feel it. You want to be the person who, when you walk into the room, other people just edge towards you without even knowing why they're edging towards you, because of who you be. And that's the spiritual level of marketing.
Wow, that's beautiful. I feel all of this. I think all of our listeners are feeling it as well. So talk to us about, remember one of the wake up in the morning problems was money. Do you have any tips or tidbits that you don't want to offer our audience about money strategies that help you move yourself toward a six-figure business?
I start again going inside. I start with the spiritual. There's a couple of things. First of all, there's a lot of ancestral stuff that gets handed down around money. And so you have to look at what are the rules in my family? What are the rules that were passed down? There's a rule in my family about not outshining my brothers. Especially the golden child. And literally, my second brother, we call him the golden child to his name or to his face. Don't outshine the golden child. And we were just back there at my parents', and we had a bunch of us had gathered. There's a lot of us. And four of us were there. And I was talking to my nephew, who's also an entrepreneur, and we were talking about my book. And I was talking to him about there are levels you get to in your business where you decide. So you get to a six-figure income and you say, okay, I'm here. Do I want to go further because of the direction of the evolution I'm taking? Do I want to take it to half a million? Do I want to have a $1 million business? Where do I want to be on this? And as I'm saying these things, I realize that one of my brothers is standing there. And I had this moment of like, oh my God, he can't hear me say these things, right? Like that old rule, all the work I've done, and the old rule popped in. And I had to laugh at myself later because I'm like, I have to follow the rules, but it was right there, right? It's built in. So we have to deal with those rules. And rewrite the family re rules. We have to do the clearing work. Sometimes there's past lives that we need to clear that work. But the biggest thing is to create a relationship with money. So money is energy. We've decided it's dollar bills and plastic cards, but really it is the energy of appreciation. As such, we can connect with it just like we could connect with our highest selves. We can connect with the energy of our business. We can connect with our record keepers. We can connect with the energy of money. I have learned so much about money and how to use money from having conversations with money. And so I actually do a thing in the summertime, middle of the year, where I run an experience, a ritual in my Facebook group where we connect with money every day for 7 days. And it's amazing what happens when you start connecting with money and you ask it questions like, how do you want me to use you? How can I bring more of you in? Where are my blocks around you? Right. And you take action there first. So you have those conversations with money. And then you have to start respecting money in the physical world. Do you know how many women say to me, I don't balance my checkbook, I'm afraid?
Yes, I do, because they say it to me too.
If you're not paying attention to money, money's not going to feel loved and it's going to go someplace else. So I track money every day. I have a little form that I fill out. And when money comes in, I write it down. And if no money comes in, there's a blank there and I add it up. Two things that does for me. It allows me the space to honor money every time money comes to me. And even if it's, oh, find change on the ground. I'm always like, yes. When my husband and I first got together, I didn't know this. He would go like drop change in front of our house on the sidewalk for me to find. Because I would be so excited, like, money loves me. Die for me. I mean, one day there was like this trail, and I'm like, somebody was like had a leaky pocket. I'm pretty sure he was just like trailing coins along the sidewalk.
It.
But it's that practice of acknowledging, and I do when I pick up change from the ground, I acknowledge, I say, I'm so grateful. I'm so happy and grateful for the abundance that is mine and the abundance that is coming. It's a reminder to tap into that abundance. The same thing when I track money every day. The other practical thing I do is when I pay bills, I add money to it or I add love to it, right? So I'm like PG&E, here's my electric. I'm so happy and grateful that I get to have electricity, which makes hot water, which makes doing this. Oh, may this, as it passes through whoever is processing the money at PG&E, may they feel love, right? And even paying taxes, which is like hard. Americans are taught to hate taxes, right? When I pay my taxes, I consciously bless whoever the hands that this money is going through. And I know that eventually it's going to come back into the economy somehow. So I just ask that it bless everyone, even if it's being used for things I don't believe in, because, you know, it's the government that's going to happen for all of us, no matter your political stance. I ask that those hands feel love because love is really the thing we need. Love is the answer.
Right.
There's like a dozen songs like that. But that's those are some of the things I do with money. And because I'll give you one more, because it's that time of year, is I actually will sit down and do my budget for the year, for the coming year. And I do it in three lanes. So I do what I need to keep going with where I am right now. That's the first budget for the year. And what was it? Penelope, I've just changed it. It's not budget anymore. It's my money flow for the year. Because people have negative connotations of budgets. So I'm going to call it the money flow. I do a second lane, which is like, oh, what else would I want? What do I want to add next year? Maybe I want to buy some art, or maybe I want like a different vacation, or maybe a second vacation, or maybe I want to hire another team member, right? So I put that in. And then the third one is the wildly outrageous, right? That's where I have a cook come in every day, and I have, you know, the masseuse here twice a week, that kind of stuff, right? Because you want to be stretching your money channels, right? So where you are right now is where you're comfortable. That's how much money you're comfortable with. So we stretch it a little bit with the next lane so that you can feel that. And then we can stretch it really big for the outrageous one, but it'll snap back. And we want to keep stretching because we know when we stretch, it snaps back bigger. And we want the money channels to snap back bigger. After I do that part of the money flow, then I go and say, what am I offering? And how many people and how much is the investment? And how does that, and I work those numbers. I do it in a spreadsheet so I can play with the numbers. Well, what if instead of it being this number, this many people at this investment, it was this many people at this investment, right? And I play with those numbers until they match up with that middle lane, that stretched lane. And I do that every year because I want my mind to be stretching the amount of money I can bring in.
Beautiful.
And then I let it go.
Yeah.
This or better. Okay, source, it's this or better. Mm-hmm. And it never matches exactly at the end of the year. It never matches what I planned in the beginning. Mm-hmm. It is almost always better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the joy that I have with it is better, but I pay attention to the money. And that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Look at your profit and loss. When your bookkeeper sends you your profit and loss, look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Julie, you are a fountain, a wealth of information. We are so blessed and grateful that you joined us. Talk to us about the free gift. I love the title, The Wise Witch Guide. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you. So that is just several rituals, including that morning ritual I talked about. Mm-hmm. It's several rituals that I use in my business. Mm-hmm. Absolutely free. We put them together, made them all pretty. Mm-hmm. And you can take those. And I really, because I work in the feminine, what I say is take them, play with them, and then make them yours, right? And I don't mean copy my work and sell it to somebody else, but I mean, you know, do the morning ritual and feel into what makes it yours. So maybe instead of lighting a candle, you're going to sage your space first, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever it is, maybe certain words you're going to switch around. The rituals are not meant to be, you must follow this exactly. Mm-hmm. And understanding that words have power. Mm-hmm. As one of my clients said, that's why we call them spells. So being very conscious of why, you know, how you're changing and what that means for you, but really use the rituals.
Yeah.
And guarantee that things will begin to shift for you.
Wow. Yes. If you do even one thing that you have mentioned, if any of our listeners do even one or two things that Julie has mentioned, things will shift. I can guarantee that for sure. Julie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being with us today and for sharing so much in such a short period of time. I mean, people could take this little video and change their life in a moment. So I'm just so grateful and appreciative for you bringing all this information in. If anyone wants to continue to work with you, they just find you on your website?
You can find me on my website, juliefatch.com. Mm-hmm. We also have a pretty active Facebook group, Feminine Business Magic, where we do a lot of fun stuff to help people open those money channels more. Mm-hmm. And I also have a podcast, which you can listen to, which is The Art of Feminine Business.
Beautiful. Those are just amazing. Thank you so much. We're so appreciative. And I know lots of folks are going to really enjoy this.
Thank you for having me.